go. If you want to talk about water cooler buzz, just say the word healthcare. Healthcare reform is now the law. There's one little signature to be had. The Democrats win in the final health bill fixes vote that confuses some people. So we're going to unconfuse you, we think, here in just a minute on America Tonight. Kate Delaney, as we roll into yet another weekend, can you believe it? We are heading like a freight train into April. And we've had snow. We had 9 inches of snow in Denver. Now, they do get those late storms. I know places like Minnesota will sometimes get late storms. Who thought when I was flying back from New York I'd be delayed because of snow? And there was snow on the ground in Texas, and it wreaked a little havoc last weekend, or just a couple of days ago, really, Sunday and Saturday. But that's how we live now with the weather. It's kind of like, anybody know what a boardwalk is? You go on the boardwalk and they have all those carnival wheels and games you can play, and you spin the wheel and it has that sound, and there's like 10,000 places where you could put your little chip and you're going to win some giant stuffed animal if just that one moment the lands on your spot. Well, that's what the weather's like. You just don't know. Snow? Let me see. Let's spin the wheel. So I have a feeling somebody else is going to get slammed with some other kind of a storm. But slammed is the way some of the lawmakers feel as a result of what now has happened. And it's not just the Democrats. The Republicans are coming out saying, listen, forget these crazy threats, throwing bricks, gas line being cut, white powder being sent to somebody's office, a fax with a noose on it. Americans are definitely upset, but you don't want to take to extremist ways to threaten your lawmakers. The best way to do it is to go and vote. Since the House seats are all up in the midterm elections, you do have a voice. You have a vote. There is power to the people, believe it or not. When you hear a lot of people say, oh, it's a foregone conclusion, why even vote? That's not true. You could argue that in the presidential election a little bit, but I don't think you can argue that on a local or state level. So it does matter, and you do have a voice. And if you don't like what's happened, and I understand that frustration, then vote differently. So a lot of times I'll press for that third party. Just a fresh alternative, a fresh voice. Will it work? I mean, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen in my lifetime, or if it does happen, it's going to be in the later years for sure. So this epic battle is now put to rest with the legislation going through. And Republicans are saying, you know, we're going for this repeal in the fall election season. That's what's going to happen. The president was speaking in Iowa on Thursday. So the Senate voted 56-43 for the legislation, making changes, including, and some of the changes, the tweaks were pretty good, including better benefits for seniors and low income and middle class families. You know, better than what the bill was that he signed into law on Tuesday. The House approved it a couple of hours later. This is how the legislative system works. The vote was 220-207. So this has been this year, and it really has been. It's been a year of debate, and how often has health care and problems with health care come up in this country? So the official law will now get signed in early next week, you know, Monday or Tuesday. So just to summarize this and not to confuse anyone, the two bills will supposedly crack down on insurance, the abuses, and reduce federal deficits by $143 billion over a decade. That's the guesstimate from the Congressional Budget Office. Most Americans would have to buy insurance for the first time, and if they didn't buy insurance, they would be penalized if they refused. The IRS is hiring over 16,000 people to enforce that, to go through and find the people who don't have health insurance. This isn't happening tomorrow or next year. It'll take a couple of years to implement that, but it's one of the things that will kick in the next in the next 2 years. So they're going to try to make it happen as soon as they can. In fact, as a joke, there's a thing going around the internet about what the new IRS agent would look like. And I have posted it on the website. If you go to the blog, you can see it if you go to americatonight.net. So the second of the two bills also gives the Prez another win because it strips banks and other private lenders of their ability to originate student loans in favor of a system of direct government lending. So people who need money to go to college are winners, in which there's a lot if you look at what the tuition is. This will help. The student loan battle will help people who are struggling, and that is a good thing. I mean, higher education and being able to have those who really want it, being able to afford it, I think is good. When you hear these tuitions that people pay, I just can't believe it. I don't know how they come up with the money in the first place. If they had to reach into their own pocket, I have no clue how they would do it. So nearly every American, certainly every American in some way, is affected by this. And, you know, this is a big triumph, at least on his side of things, if you were keeping score, for the president. The biggest win, he would call it, since he took office a year ago. And now the question also becomes how this all kicks in and what does it mean to all of us. And obviously some people are not happy with it because of the threatening phone calls and faxes, the obscene screaming into the phone line, and you have a lot of people leaving the Hill with police protection. One of them is Nancy Pelosi. She's had police protection when she's walked out. Eric Cantor from Virginia, the Republican whip, says, hey, enough is enough. This has got to stop. All this crazy rhetoric, you're just ratcheting up the flames, and this is dangerous. And, you know, this is something that is beyond. It doesn't have to happen because you can absolutely fight in other ways, and it is in voting. Let's hope that nonsense calms down. But healthcare is here. The overhaul is here. It's not a mystery anymore. It's signed. It'll be officially re-signed again next week. So get ready to get out your checkbooks. Everybody will be affected in some way. In some way, everybody will be affected by this. Speaking of being affected, how many people are struggling with their mortgages who are listening to me? You know, that whole thing about a roof over your head. Now they're saying they're going to overhaul how they're tackling foreclosure, in part by asking the lenders to temporarily slash or eliminate monthly mortgage payments for people who are unemployed. And, of course, this infuriates people who have killed themselves to make the mortgage and would probably rather take it back and say, ooh, okay, well, we're struggling, so why can't we have our mortgage slashed? It's a great fair or foul. Banks and other lenders are going to have to reduce the payments to no more than 31% of a borrower's income. Ooh, 31%. So that typically would be their unemployment insurance for up to 6 months, I'm assuming. 800-259-5791. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper, more than 30,000 products. Yes, 30,000. And 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all online at TacTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. TacTown Gear personnel has more than 25 years experience in military and LE, so you'll be dealing with hardcore pros. Call today, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTOWNGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Midas Resources, March 25th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1094.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1124.45, $562.22 for a half ounce, and $281.11 for the quarter ounce. That's $1124.45, $562.22, and $281.11.
We have always believed our country was about expanding opportunity for Americans. With the passage of the sweeping health care reform, working middle class Americans are getting the short end of the stick. The health care mandate will require almost every American to be insured or else pay a fine. This means less control over your finances. Take back control by trading in precious metals. Gold and silver have always been and continues to be the leading way to protect against our weakening markets. Call Midas Resources today for a free book, 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Understand the risks and benefits to own metals by calling 800-686-2237. Insure your financial future now. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237 or visit MidasResources.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
That they've just gotten on the highway to hell. How do you feel about health care reform? 800-259-5791. Wait till I tell you about this this baby and having health care coverage denied. This will set your hair on fire. Shannon, thanks for waiting in Kentucky. What's on your mind?
Hey, Kate. It's your friendly neighborhood truck driver.
Sweet.
I thought I had her for you tonight, but my daughter's in the back sleeping right now.
I love it.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I was going to call in Tuesday night when you were talking about the health care reform and stuff. And the biggest thing that's on my mind right now is, you know, years ago, I mean, it seemed like that Reagan and Bush and Clinton, they all talked about fixing Social Security and how everything just kind of faded away, but yet still we can spend $1 trillion on health care reform and who cares about Social Security, you know?
Right.
It's just amazing to me that, you know, we got ourselves in this financial problem in our country because of the going out and people borrowing more than what they needed or more than what they should or what they could afford to pay back, yet still our country, our government, is doing the same thing. So it's kind of catch 22. You know, here Obama and these guys are in the White House are saying, you know, you really shouldn't do that, and that's the reason why we're in here. But now we're going to go and borrow $1 trillion to pay for this health care.
Yeah, it's just insane. It's a shell game. It's a shell game with money. We're following the money, and it's going around in circles. And the people who really need the money, sadly, that's not where the money seems to be going.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know we have to get over it. You know, they say the worst thing to do is dwell on the past. The past is in the past, and the present is where you need to go. It's a present. But it's tough because just so much money was thrown after those bailouts. And then you hear about the outrageous bonuses, and it just sticks in your craw. You know, Shannon, you've got a young child with you. You know what I'm talking about. It's their future that's being leveraged.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the problem.
On a lighter note, I hope if your Wildcats face those Blue Devils that they wipe up the floor with them, because you know I'm a Tar Heel man, so.
Yeah, I'm not a Duke fan either. I'd be more Tar Heel, too, so I would have to agree with you. Forget it. Take the Blue Devils and stomp them out if that happens. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, you have a good night, honey, and we'll chat at you next time.
All right. You be careful down there on those highways. Tom in Kansas. Hello. Tom. He's in the background. He's in the green room. Tom. All right, Tom, sorry. If you call back, we'll let you get back on. Let's go to Betty instead. She takes his place in Kentucky. Hey, Betty.
Yes. The healthcare vote and everything that, you know, concerns it is as crooked as it can be. The Congress, they exempt themselves from the rules of this healthcare bill. That's enough to tell us that it's really, really crooked. Our total government is crooked. And I don't know how we as citizens can make a change in the government, because all of the people there are voting and making rules that benefit them and help them to get rich. This healthcare bill, all it is about is for pharmaceuticals and insurance companies to get a bigger piece of the pie. And we've only got such a certain size pie here in the U.S., mm-hmm. and most of it is going to the top, and it just keeps making the poor and the middle class even more so poor. I don't know how in the world we have gotten to this position. I don't know how we're ever going to get it straightened out. It's not, we can't get it straightened out by calling and threatening, you know, the people that are doing this. They're just selfish people, and that's why they're doing it. If our country goes down, they've got enough money laid back that they can go wherever they want in this world and live. And so they just don't care. Our government doesn't care. All it's about is getting rich.
You know, it's funny. I like the way you said that, just cutting through the rhetoric. All it's about is getting rich. And you're right, like the Nancy Pelosi's, whose husband is a big developer. I mean, hey, I'm about capitalism, Betty, but you know what? She could own and buy five islands.
Nancy Pelosi, she makes a lot of money from what, I mean, I may not be correct in this, but this is what I've heard. She owns farming businesses that make money from immigrant labor.
Yes.
Now if she gets cheap labor, but I have to pay their medical bills. In California, the gang wars, those people get shot up on a daily basis, and they end up in the emergency room, and I pay the bill, and it happens a lot. That's why California is going under. It's because all of the free whatever they have to do for illegal, it's just breaking the state.
Amen. You're preaching to the choir. It's exactly how I feel. Betty, thanks for venting. I agree with you. I mean, it's really feels that way, that the rich are getting richer, the middle class is being squeezed, and forget even going down the lane of those who are poor. I've said this before, the story that I happen to see on one of the news magazine shows where there was a woman who had a ton of anchor babies. She was driving an Escalade, had another one parked in the garage, and was making $9,000 a month. And she's getting her nails done, and she's going for a massage. And I thought, wow, there is something inherently way wrong about this. This needs to go away. This just is not right. Tom in Kansas, we got you back locked and loaded, buddy. How are you?
Okay, and you?
Good.
Good. All this time I've been waiting, I almost forgot what I was going to say. But go K-State Wildcats.
Absolutely.
I watched
now that Kansas is gone.
I watched that game go into double overtime and about had a kitten. Never mind. I'm joking.
I love it.
There was a pun in there somewhere.
I know it was very good. I thought it was good. We need some applause for Tom. He's had the best effort so far today. We've had some weak one-liners. Yours was pretty good, I thought. Yeah, I'm going to give you credit. There you go. Look at this. You listen to the crowd go wild in Minneapolis in our live audience. Good for you, Tom. I like that expression, too, about had a kitten.
Appreciate that. Not like 15 seconds of fame.
Anyway, we can accommodate you, Tom.
I really have no use for this health bill from all I've heard about it.
Yeah.
I know you got to get used to it and get over it and stuff. I hope a good chunk of those 219 that vote for it Sunday are looking for a new job come next year.
Bravo. Well said. And that's Tom. Thanks. Have a great weekend. That's exactly what you can do. Look at the votes. Well, you know how the votes are already. We know a long party line. So then make a change. Make a change in your representative. You're not happy. Don't shoot at somebody. You don't have to do that because you're the one that's going to pay the price there. Instead of doing that or threatening faxes and then they trace it to you or whatever, you know, go and vote. When you're talking to your buddies, when you're hanging out with your posse, when you're doing whatever you're doing, you're getting ready to tee off. I mean, everybody's talking about health care. I don't care, rich, young, old, everybody's talking about it. So you can make a difference in your individual communities. There's no question about it. You just have to exercise the right to vote that we have. I mean, it's such a low turn. I don't get it. People call telephone lines and jam them up. Now, granted, they might be young teenagers when you're talking about this American Idol where you have to vote or Dancing with the Stars. But more people, and I know grown adults do it, more people do that than vote. And I understand it could be, oh, you know, the frustration. It's the same old crap in Washington, the same old rhetoric, the same old people. But there are people out there, I think, that are willing to take a swing at it, like Scott Brown. And you got to find those Scott Browns. Trust me, they're there. And you may have a chance to vote for one in your area. So be alert and pay attention and get rid of the bum who voted for what you think is a travesty. 800-259-5791. We'll take more on the flip side.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-346-6829. 334 no tax.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Well, it's going to be a great weekend, isn't it? Just to hang back, maybe push the lawnmower, chill, watch the game with a couple of cold ones or the game, a whole bunch of games, or drink some of that iced tea. I don't know. Hang out. Just forget what happened this week. And a rough week political-wise, certainly with what happened with healthcare reform, but it just illustrates the need to go and vote. 800-259-5791. And we're talking about the midterm elections, by the way, for the House. Some Senate seats are up, too. Jay in Kentucky, hello.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you, Jay?
Well, I'm okay, but I don't know about the rest of the world.
And boy, it doesn't sound like it. I mean, people really are down in the dumps. People really, I mean, if I wasn't doing a radio show, I guarantee all you hear anyway is about health care.
Well, I think they beat us over the head so much with this health care bill that people are just sick of hearing it, and I think they just wanted to pass it and get on. You know, it's like, all right, enough, let's get it over with.
Yeah, I agree.
But I don't think... Most of the people in the United States don't even realize what's really going on here.
Yep.
I mean, Caterpillar said this bill's going to cost them $100 million in the first year. The company in North Carolina that makes the defibrillators, they're going to have to lay off 1,000 people. Verizon Wireless even said they don't even know how much this is going to cost yet. These are just the tip of the iceberg companies that's already coming public.
That's right.
I mean, the president said that there'd be no backroom deals, but yet he's going to take people out on Air Force One to get votes changed. That doesn't leave a carbon footprint anywhere. There'd be
right.
No reconciliation, but, oh, look at this. You know, it's full of it. We don't even know what a lot of this bill is. We know part of it is government's going to take over the student loan industry and go into banking now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one thing after another. And this bill is just so great that the House, the Congress, and the President are all exempt from this bill. So it's so great. You know, that just eats me alive that everybody in Washington that participated in this bill are now exempt from it.
Exactly.
My goodness. And I'll tell you what, if the American people don't wake up and the ones who shove this down our throat and are now exempt from it, if I don't care if they're Republican or Democrat as far as this next upcoming election, but if the American people don't wake up and get these yes voters on this bill out of office, and personally I'm an independent, mm-hmm. and I could care less, Republican, Democrat, independent, it doesn't matter to me as long as they've got God-fearing values of the Constitution. That's mm-hmm. all I care about.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't seem like anyone in this office cares about the Constitution. I don't know.
I would agree. No, I would agree with you 100%. I mean, you made some great points, Jay, and it's, isn't it ironic if this was such a fabulous piece of legislation and so wonderful for the American people, why are they exempt from it?
It's all about control.
It is.
That's what it boils down to. I don't think it's so much the money, and they're talking about the jobs. The American people better wake up. They say the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. I don't think that's the case. The people that are rich in this company or in this country, a lot of them started from nothing and built something and made something of their lives. Everybody gets the same chances growing up now.
Sure.
And depending on what you do with your own life, if someone's good enough to go up at the company that employs all these people, and all these people get these paychecks because this guy's making smart decisions and making big money. Well, if the government goes after his money, what do you think's going to happen to your job?
It's going away.
Exactly. And I think this is a bad idea, bad bill, and it's going to end up hurting the American public more than they know.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
That's to get off my chest.
No, you were excellent. I mean, great comments. Jay, have a great weekend, really.
You too, Hyde.
You made some great comments that I completely agree with that we've been talking about here, is that people don't really realize. You don't realize. On the surface, if someone says, wow, I mean, what's wrong with you? I can't tell you how many nasty emails I got from people. How can you not think that everybody should have health care? Because the health care that we're talking about is not the health care you think you're getting. You wait and see. We're saving all these shows. And all that Jay and Don in Wyoming and everybody that called, Bette calling up and talking about what she thought was happening and what was going on, you know, in the Capitol, on the Capitol, in and around the Capitol. It's bad business. It's going to be bad business. And I think Jay's last point was right on target. So if you say, well, you know, I got a good job. Boy, my employer takes care of me, and I've worked here. I have a friend. I think I mentioned this the other night. Worked somewhere for 25 years. Great job. And you wait and see. What they might be a great person. You might have a great job. But when they can't afford it, you're gone. More people will lose jobs, and more people will have to make some hard choices. You know, and I don't want to get on these airwaves and be the Debbie Downer radio host, the outrage of the day. But it is outrageous, and it'll trickle down, and we'll start to see it when all of the things are implemented, unless something massively is changed. But I don't see how that's going to happen. Rick is listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hey, hey, hey. West Virginia all the way.
How about that?
Yeah.
Mountaineers, they look good.
Yeah.
But nobody nailed the score. You know that. You know, the Kentucky game, 62-45, they beat Cornell.
Yeah. I think I picked Kentucky, but
you did.
Wrong.
You picked Kentucky, but your score was 63-59.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Yeah.
Anyway, I got West Virginia to go all the way anyway, so.
You have West Virginia winning the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know about winning the whole thing. I'm not sure. Well, who do you think could possibly, just think, who do you think could possibly get in their way?
Nobody.
You don't? You think they'll just rip through the rest of it?
Oh, yeah. Easy telling now.
Based on what? I mean, hey, West Virginia was great. I think they're fun to watch. Look, they were way too tough for Washington. You know, there's no question about that. But now, remember, you get deeper. They make it all the way to the Mountaineers, you know, to the Elite Eight, but you make it all the way to the Final Four. It gets a little bit tighter.
Yeah, I'm still thinking with them all the way. I'm going to have somebody go out in Vegas for me to put some money on them.
She should have done that in the beginning.
Well, I still can't I?
Yeah, you can still put money on them, yeah.
That's what I thought. So how was your trip to New York?
My trip to New York was good. I had some decent cab rides. No rides. Nobody tried to rip me off in the cabs. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I rode, you know, did the little subway thing, and it was pretty good.
Any famous people out there?
I did see some famous people out there. You know who I saw? This is like, for a long time, this woman was every man's love. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, yeah.
She looks good. She looks good in person. She's a gorgeous lady still.
Yeah, she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun. You know what was good, too, is the fact that this sounds weird, but you probably can relate to this. Even in Illinois, I think you can get pretty good bread. In Texas, where our satellite office is, the bread is soft. I think it's because of the water. So you don't get hard rolls. You know when you eat a sandwich, Rick, and you get a hard roll? It's like in Illinois, they have them. They have beef sandwiches, and they're a little bit harder. It's not all this bready bread. And in the East, you have that. But, boy, for some reason, in Texas, where they have great Mexican or Tex-Mex food, that you cannot get good bread.
Huh.
Isn't that weird?
Well, there you go. Start a store and make bread.
All right, I'm going to start a store, and any of you that find yourselves out of work, please come to work for me. I can't guarantee that I'll be able to pay you any kind of health benefits because I'll just take the fine. But
you don't have to. Health benefits are free.
That's right. They're free in a couple years, so we'll wait and we'll open up our dough-making place.
Yeah. Well,
Rick, have a good one.
You too.
All right, he says West Virginia is going to go all the way. He sounded so confident, didn't he? Well, they have a senior kid who's fun to watch. He's always, and I think he's the one that does it. Now that I'm getting players confused after watching this tournament, or it's probably Kevin Jones. There's a player they have that just pounds his chest. I'm thinking he's hitting himself so hard, he's going to give himself a coronary. But these kids at West Virginia, like a lot of those other teams that think they should be there and are playing like they should be there, have surprised a few teams. So they beat Washington. That was one of those Thursday night games, 69-56. And they are feeling pretty confident because now it's whittled down to eight teams, and they're one of the eight teams. So a big moment for them. Nobody did nail the score, though, as I mentioned to Rick. The final score of the Kentucky-Cornell game was, as I told him, and you just heard, 62-45. Actually, nobody even came that close. In fact, it was like Philip in Kentucky said that Kentucky would win it 95-62. And, you know, that was a pretty big spread. There were some others like Anna, Missouri, who thought it'd be closer, 68-64. A lot of you called in, so that was great. But nobody got it. Even Edna in Kansas, she had 75-62, but she also had Cornell. She really thought Cornell, just for something different, would maybe upset Kentucky. I think Kentucky, I disagree with Rick, I think Kentucky takes this tournament. Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural
liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
That relates to health care, and it happened to occur in Fort Worth, Texas. Little baby, Houston Tracy, 10 days old. The boy has had it rough right from the start, a congenital heart defect that causes two major vessels that carry blood away from the heart to become switched. It's a very rare condition that you don't detect before birth. And the mother of Houston, Tracy, says it was an easy pregnancy. Everything was simple. The sonograms were perfect, all that sort of stuff. The baby was born, was fine during the initial birthing process, but he then had to have life-saving surgery. He's doing fine now, and he's still fighting for that whole recovery. His parents are in a battle with Blue Cross Blue Shield. The parents own small businesses. They don't have health insurance for themselves. They do have insurance for their other two kids and tried to get insurance for baby Houston, but found out that his coverage was denied because on the phone they kept screaming, it's a pre-existing condition. And the parents say, I don't know how it can be pre-existing on a baby that was just born. And I love what Houston Tracy's father said. Well, if it's mandated that everyone have health insurance, then how can one be denied? Blue Cross Blue Shield isn't really talking about it. What a big surprise. And locally, somebody was kind enough to set up a fund at one of the banks to help the family cover medical costs because they're not going to be able to cover those medical costs. So in this version of We Can Count, we're talking about a 10-day-old baby denied health care coverage. Whew. I'm sure he wants to sound off on this very subject. Let's go to, or probably a bunch of others. Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
That's funny you should say that, because I wasn't even going to call you tonight, but I had to after I heard that your lady talk about how the just a handful of insurance companies are going to benefit from this bill because they helped to write it, and a handful of drug companies, which are probably going to have immunity from any lawsuits in the future, just like they did with the vaccines. So that woman was absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And I'll just I'll float in a few things before the end of the show or the end of the hour. About the woman that called, with she was thankful that her son could stay on the insurance because he has allergies or he needs shots. That's
right.
Fine. The baby that was born, that's fine. What I can't understand is how come the people in this country, when it comes to rights that they're allowed to have when they come here from other countries and drop babies in in violation, I think, of the 14th Amendment, which was a pass to give the babies of freed black slaves access to the Constitution. You come here from anywhere in the world, which they do purposely, to drop children so they can become citizens of this country. We pay for that.
Right.
And the prisoners, okay, and illegal aliens, people that are in this country illegally, are exempt from paying the IMT, which is the insurance-mandated taxes. So people that are here in this country working under the table, sending remittances back to wherever the hell they came from, they are not going to be charged the tax. So Obama let them off the hook. So this rolls into everything about why people are so angry. And we can go on and on about how many times they had the sniper silhouette on Bush and they called him Hitler and everything else. I'm not defending Bush or anybody else, but Phil, please, the reason people are angry is because they know what's going on. They're reading the inside and out of this bill, and they're saying, hey, you know what? You lied to us.
Right.
You are demographically, you are catering to the Hispanics and La Raza, the racist organization, because you know that the whites and the blacks are disappearing in this country. So you don't, it's very strategic what this guy is doing. He's not going to allow the illegals to pay the tax because they are going to be a bigger voting block. But at the same time, we also understand that the country cannot afford this. The GDP, the percentage of the borrowing as a percentage of GDP is going through the roof. We are going to end up just like Greece with violence in the streets that they are expecting, but they do this on purpose. Now, I know I've talked about a lot of issues. It's not a racial thing. It's not an anti-immigrant thing. It's just the reason people are so damned angry that they want to throw bricks is because when they look about who's being forced to pay and who's getting a free
ride.
Right. In addition to the fact that if the Republicans or whoever changes the Congress and they try to defeat this either with states' rights or at the court level, well, look who he's putting in. He wants to put in the Supreme Court. Either Elena Kagan, who said we could ban books during the Hillary Clinton Citizens United versus Supreme Court, that decision, which she said we could ban books, or a guy named Cass Sunstein, who doesn't believe in the right to self-defense, no right to Second Amendment, no right to free speech, shutting down the Internet anytime you want. And now you say, Mark, where are you going off on all these tangents? Because we know what this guy is all about. He sat in the Reverend Wright's church for 20 years. He believes in liberation theology. He believes in, and now here I'm going to say it again, the R word, which Michael Savage said and Rush Limbaugh said, reparations. Reparations for slavery. That's also in part of this. The point I'm making is, when I say reparations, if you're black or Hispanic or white and you're a legal resident of this country and you have a job and you pay taxes, you're going to pay for this. They're
right.
going to force you to pay for all of
right.
us together. So you can sit there and call me homophobic, sexist, racist. I don't give a damn anymore. It's too late to care about what people say about you. You just speak the truth, and we don't like the way that this country's going and who's going to pay for it. And that woman was right. I'll go back to that caller. We talked about the insurance companies and the drug companies getting preferred treatment under this administration, which wouldn't be acceptable if it was a Republican administration, and it shouldn't be acceptable now. People are going to end up paying for it. We're going to be all going from the middle class, giving our money to the super rich, and we're going to be in the lower middle class, lower and the low class to just totally poor. That's what they're planning on doing. Does this sound extremist? Does it sound crazy, America? Read the bill. Look what they did. Look at the demon pass. Look at the Nancy Pelosi having the nerve to say, you have to let us pass the bill before you can read it to see what's in it. They did every trick in the book. We don't have a representative republic anymore. People don't want it to see it destroyed any further than it is. That's why they're so mad, and they should be mad. And I don't believe in any violence or anything like that against these legislatures. But back in the day of the Founding Fathers, they tarred and feathered your ass and did a lot worse. We're not going to do that. But if you're right. See why people are angry, well, then you got blinders on. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Have a great weekend. He's right. It's time to take off the blinders. It's time to not be apathetic. And I think people are waking up. In one way, it's an exciting time because I've never seen people so politically active in the sense that they're thinking about what's happening. They're making some phone calls. They are honestly trying to gather the people around them and get them to register to vote or go out and vote and try to make some kind of a difference. But we were definitely hoodwinked. If it sounds too good to be true, it's not. I mean, period, end of story. And this was one of those cases. And he's right. Nancy Pelosi, when she was asked that question, did say, well, pass it. You can read it. It's like, well, then it's too late because then you sign it into law and we're stuck with it. And if the middle class disappears, boy, this will certainly be a much different country. The opportunity, the thing that's so great about America is that we have that opportunity. We want to preserve that opportunity that somebody from wherever you are, you can make something of yourself. We know it. There's been a million of those American dream stories. That's why so many people were desperate to come to America, because they believe in the American dream and they don't have that in their countries. We don't want to see the American dream disappear. We don't want to see the possibility that somebody with hard work and who's entrepreneurial and who wants to make something of themselves still, they don't have that opportunity, that they're denied it, that they still have the possibility of greatness. And as a proud American, that's where I stand. I'm an American first, bar anything else that I am. And I am very, very proud to be an American, and I don't want to see our way of life be tossed in the Hudson River. And that's what it feels like. This past week this past year, I think really we've been drugged through the mud a little bit too much, certainly for my liking, and many of you, I know, feel the same way. I appreciate the passion and the phone calls and the emails, americatonight.net.